Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to Waukesha South High School. We just finished the national anthem, and now they're announcing the starting lineups. First are the visiting Canisius Crusaders of Catholic Memorial. Number zero, the 6'3 senior, Antoine Burns-Jones. Senior number two, Miles Kobler. Senior number three, the 6'3 senior, Braden McLaughlin. Number 23, senior, 6'3", Bennett McCormick. Who was the last guy, number two? No, number 35, Ben Goodhear, the 6'6", senior. So that's a pretty big lineup.
Yeah, I mean, the entire team's pretty tall.
There's not a single guy in the starting lineup under 6'3", so. Starting at guard for the Blackshirts is your first team All-State 6'2 senior, number zero, Antoine Cook. Trey Duncan, the 5'10 senior, gets the nod. The other 6'1 senior guard, Ethan Check. And Charlie Morose gets the nod to start. So Daniel Robinson not starting tonight. Tommy Karinko rounds up the starting lineup. So essentially a four-guard offense, Connor, against a very big Crusader lineup. I expect a lot of running, a lot of fast-paced tempo, trying to slow these big guys down. I see the Crusaders playing a control, like Big Ten style running game if you're using football metaphors. Really looking to get a lot of work done in the paint. And ironically, Blackshirts may win the tip-off with Tyron Cook. Both teams meeting at center court. The Crusaders in their royal blue, gold letters and fonts. The Blackshirts in white with black fonts, letters, and red trim. Yep, Cook will face off against Good here on the tip-off. And the ball goes up, and the Blackshirts get it. Oh, nope. Charlie Morose caught it out of bounds. So the ball goes to the Crusaders. Inbounding it will be Burns-Jones. Antoine Burns-Jones.
Daniel Robinson.
And Robinson comes in right away for Trey Duncan. So again, Burns-Jones will be inbounding it from the side here, right at half court. Looks like really heavy coverage on the inbound. Check face guarding Jones and Cook guarding Kyle Kobler tightly. Kobler over to Good here. No, I'm sorry, who's on the corner there? McCormick back to Good here. Really distributing the ball around the perimeter here. And Burns-Jones has it now. Kicks it over to McCormick into Kobler. Excuse me, Kobler's got it now. The long three off the front of the rim, rebounded by Ethan Check. So I've been confusing Kobler for Braden McLaughlin. Morose has it now. Gives it over to Daniel Cook. Oh, and an errant, a miscommunication there. Check was cutting. Robinson was throwing to the wing, so Unforced error by the black shirts as the Crusaders bring it up. Cook past the half-court line on the coverage here of McLaughlin. Gets it into the wing. All the way over into the corner. Now McLaughlin dish into the big man. A beautiful bank by Ben Goat here. Great assist there by Kobler, or excuse me, by McLaughlin. Cook drives. Cook, yes, with a left-handed layup. Great ball distribution. Cook's on opening and took it right in. So it's 2-0. And a three by McLaughlin from the left wing. So game off to a quick start here. Robinson's got the ball in the right backcourt. Gives it to Cook, top of the key. Cook fakes. Pulls up, long jumper, yes, for two. And Cook is hot. 4 points already. Into the corner. And a miss by McLaughlin. Rebounded, though, by Good here. Tangle up, but it's going to be Robinson with the reach. So Daniel Robinson earns his first foul of the night. With 16-18 remaining, Blackshirts trailing the Crusaders 5-4. McLaughlin inbounding. Pobler, excuse me. Up from the corner. That's Burns Jones, misses everything, and it goes out of bounds off Pobler. So Moroz will inbound it. 6:12 remaining. Ethan Check brings it up for the black shirts slowly. And it looks like, yep, Crusaders showing a man defense. Oh, Check fakes the pass. Oh, he misses a wide open bunny. Rebounded by Kobler. Here come the Crusaders in the fast break. Nope, they slowed up. No, they're going to drive. McLaughlin goes in, pulls it back out. A long three from McCormick off the front of the rim. Robinson gets the rebound. Robinson drives. Robinson. Oh, can't get the bunny. Ball knocked out, but secured by the Crusaders. McLaughlin driving. Fakes the long shot. Kicks it into the corner. McCormick for another three. And that one's off. Rebounded by McLaughlin, but off his knee. And over to the black shirts. Five, four, the score, 15:31 remaining in the first half. Ethan Check brings it up for the black shirts, man defense. Check over to Cook in the right wing. Cook gives it out to Moroz. Moroz back out to Daniel Robinson, top of the key. Robinson kicks over to Moroz from the right wing. Moroz looking for, he's got Tommy Krinko top of the key. Krinko to Check. Check fakes pass, tries driving, a little spin play. The layup, yes, and the foul! Ethan Check! Gets the bucket and the extra foul, extra point opportunity. McCormick gets the Crusaders' first foul. Score now 6-5 in favor of the Blackshirts, 15:06 remaining in the first. Next free throw, and no, doesn't get the roll. So Burns Jones hits a streak in Kobler. Kobler gets easy layup. Great pass there from Burns Jones. So it's a 7-6 Crusader lead, 14:52. Check to Robinson in the wing. Robinson back to Check. Check drives again to the bucket. Oh, and he gets fouled. Yep. And that's that looks like the big man Goat here with his first. Yep. So Check gets a chance to redeem a missed free throw with two more opportunities. First shot by Check. Yes, nothing but the net there for the senior. 3 points for Check so far. Game tied at 7, a touchdown apiece. Check second free throw. I think we have a line violation. No, there should have been. On CMH, Check misses the second. So we're tied at 7. Crusaders swinging the ball around the perimeter. McLaughlin gives it out to Burns Jones in the left wing. Into the post of the big guy against Karinko. Goat here. Beautiful move. So Goat here gets his second basket of the night, giving the Crusaders a 9-7 lead with 14-16 and counting. Check at the top of the key. to Cook in the right wing. Cook dishes to Krinkle. Krinkle looking to exact some revenge. Oh, kicks back out to Moroz. Back to Cook. And Cook, he pulls up from his favorite spot. And no, off the back of the rim. Rebound by McLaughlin. Long pass to Burns Jones. Burns Jones driving a Robinson. Can't get the layup. And we got a scrub underneath. Great job by Ethan Check. Culver really got up there for the Crusaders to get that rebound, but Check was right underneath them to secure it cleanly. So the Crusaders maintained possession, which is interesting. I would have thought it would have went to South here, unless they're calling a, maybe they called a foul on Check. Off the front of the rim, Taddy Okun for the game now. Gets rebound. Ball gets kicked to Cook. Cook out to Check. Left wing, Check to Robinson in the center for a long three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Good here. Here come the Crusaders. Oh, a long three. That's off. Rebounded by Cook. Dylan Morawski in the game. Cook driving coast to coast. Kicks it back out to Check. Check back to Robinson, top of the key. Cook with a long one. Nope, in and out. From the perimeter. So, oh, beautiful dish into Good here, and he gets the bucket. Six for Good here. The Crusaders know where their bread's buttered tonight. Daniel Robinson, it's an 11-7 CMH lead, 12:53 and counting, first half. Robinson, top of the key. Evan Stout in the game now for the Blackshirts. And Check's got the ball, looking for an opening. Check drives the middle. Oh, he slips. And they're going to call a travel there on Check. Lost his footing. Not much contact there from the Crusaders. So as much as we don't like it, the call is fair, I think. A new player in for CMH as number one, Jack Riley. Cook will come out. So Evan Stout's in the game and Trey Duncan, along with Taddy Okun, Robinson, and Check. Ball inbounded. McLaughlin brings it up for the Crusaders, the coach's son. Goes to the left of McCormick. McCormick drives past Stout. Makes a beautiful layup there, past Stout. McCormick's first basket give the Crusaders a six-point lead. Robinson for a long three. Oh, in and out. And it's off the Crusaders. Jack Riley got a piece of the miss. Taddy Okun will inbound from the side. Blackshirts trailing 13-7 with 12-11 left. Taddy Okun to Robinson on the inbound. Robinson top of the key. Drives past a pick from Duncan into Stout in the corner. Stout bounces in beautifully to Taddy Okun. Taddy Okun's shot gets blocked beautifully by Riley. So a good feed there by Stout. Good move there by Taddy Okun in the reverse. But great defense by the 6'7 senior Jack Riley. Taddy Okun will inbound. Cook back in the game now for Check. Inbound to Cook in the corner. Cook to Duncan. Duncan to Stout, left wing. Stout to Robinson. Robinson back to Taddy Okun on the right wing. Taddy Okun to Duncan. Stout in the corner now. He drives, kicks it back out to Cook. Cook fakes, drives. Cook's going to pull up. And the left bunny won't go. Beautiful rebound by Riley. So here come the Crusaders looking to add to a 13-7 lead, 11:40 remaining. Burns Jones, a beautiful drive, but he can't get it to fall. Gets a tip, gets his own rebound. Kicks it back out. Number 11, John Jerez has it. Gives it back out to McCormick. Back to Jerez. Now it's Morawski with it. Morawski to Burns Jones, right wing. Looks at a pick there. Kicks it back out. Now back into 11 there. Dish into the big guy, Riley, guarded by Stout, Taddy Okun. Riley, nothing but the net there. Nice touch there by the big man. So I got to tell you, great touch from the CMH big guys, Connor. 15-7 is your lead. 11 minutes remaining, first half. Robinson goes around a Cook pick. Robinson trying to drive. Not much to go there. Having problems with the ball. And the Crusaders getting a handle on it. Long pass into McCormick, guarded by Taddy Okun. Beautiful dish and a dunk by Riley. 17-7 with 10:40 remaining. And the Crusaders really pouring it on. It sounds like a home game for them. Cook dribbles it up slowly now. Kicks it out to Robinson. Top of the key. Robinson guarded by Burns Jones. Robinson with a long three. That goes off. Stout gets the rebound. Stout kicks it around, driving Robinson. And Robinson converts. A great little pass there by Stout. So it's 17-9, 10-11 remaining. McCormick's at the ball on the left wing. Heavy pressure there. Kicks it off to Gerice. Gerice back into Riley. Riley against Stout. And he gets it. Eight points for Riley. 19-9. Teddy Oak with the ball in the wing. Gives it to Robinson in the right corner. Robinson dribbles. Tries to go on baseline. He pulls right up. Shot is blocked. No, foul is called. It might be on McCormick here. McCormick or Riley. Let's see. They're calling it on Riley, which I think is a shame because Riley got all ball there. Don't you agree, Connor? I saw nothing but ball there and great defense. Shooting 19-9 to score. Robinson at the line. 9:40 remaining. First one off the back of the rim. So, Mr. Robinson. Robinson has 2 points tonight. Thanks to an assist from Evan Stout. And a rebound. Krinkle back in the game now for Stout. Tommy Krinkle comes back. So some good minutes there by the junior. Hasn't had much time yet so far this season. Second shot by Robinson. And that one goes in. So Robinson has 3 points tonight. Blackshirts trail 19-10 to the Crusaders. McLaughlin brings it in on the Riley inbound. Crosses center court now. Heavy man defense by the Blackshirts. They got a trap going now on McLaughlin. Nope. Krinkle returns. Riley now has the top of the key. McLaughlin now has the left wing. Pulls out. Gives it to Colbert. Colbert gets stripped by Robinson. Robinson got the ball. Here come the Black Shirts on the break. Robinson, and he gets fouled by Colbert. All Daniel Robinson there. Steals the ball and draws a foul on the break from Kyle Colbert. So Robinson returns to the line. 19-10 your score. 9:14 remaining in the first half. First shot by Robinson. It's good. Dribbles around the rim, but finds its way. So 4 points for the All-State senior. 19-11 is your score now. Second shot by Robinson. And that one goes in. So 5 for Robinson tonight. As the ball, Karras has it on the right wing now. As McLaughlin cuts, guarded by Check. Goes up Riley. Riley, oh, great defense there. Great hustle by Riley getting the rebound. I don't know how he got that. Great defense by Tyron Cook disrupted the shot. Oh, a nice little spin there. And they called out of bounds. Great call. He was re-entering from out of bounds, so a really good call by the official there. You can't re-enter and get the ball right away. So Taddy Okla will inbound into Check. 8:51 is your time remaining in the first half. It's a 7-point game in favor of the Crusaders. Check's got it. Dribbles around to Cook pick. Check now in the corner. Back to Robinson, right wing. Krinkle has the left wing from Taddy Okla. Back to Robinson for a long three. And that's good, Daniel Robinson! 19-15 is your score. 8:22 remaining as McLaughlin brings it up for the Crusaders. Into the corner to Karras. Or no, excuse me, that's Morawski. McLaughlin has it back in the right wing now. Dribbling around, Cook guarding him. Back to Karras. Into the wing to Kober. Kober driving at Teddy Okla. Hits it out to Karras for a long three for the He misses. Cook with the rebound, a monster rebound. And Cook dishes it to Robinson in the outlet. Robinson pulls it up. Drives in again, and a charge against Robinson, his second tonight. I don't know if I agree with the call, Connor.
No, I disagree. He wasn't set.
Wasn't set at all. That's the second time we've seen that tonight, two games where it begs the question what the official's interpretation of what a charge is. And in both instances, I didn't see players in full position.
Yeah, charge is supposed to be when the defensive player is in a set position, 2 feet on the ground.
3 feet, I thought it was.
Planted on the ground.
Sure.
So no movement whatsoever. And sure. He was in the middle of taking a step and getting into position when he got hit. So that's not a charge. But
so now 752. Sorry, finish what you're gonna say.
I guess the defender just made it look pretty convincing.
Yeah, he sold it. That's for
sure.
Yeah,
he sold it. So
let's see. Oh, the big guy got here for a long three. Yes, this kid can hit from everywhere. That's 9 points for God here. We don't want to leave him alone anywhere. 22-7, 15 is your score. 7-26 and counting. Oh, got here with the steal and a pass to Krinkle. Got here with the lamp. Yes. So coming off the bench, got here makes his presence known. 11 points so far for the senior. Excuse me, senior. Cook's got the ball, top of the key. Cook drives, pulls up. Banker, God, he had nowhere to go on that. Three guys, three sets of hands in his face. So here come the Crusaders looking to add to a 24-15 lead, 6:56 remaining. McCormick has it into the corner to McLaughlin. Defense recovers. McLaughlin back out. McCormick's going to drive. Beautiful drive on Daddy Oka. Great play by McCormick. That's four for him. Check to Moroz, top of the key. Moroz in for Daniel Robinson, out with two fouls now. 6:30 and counting in the first half. It's an 11-point Crusader lead. Check swings it over to Moroz, back to Check, top of the key. Back to Moroz, back to Check. We see Daniel Robinson starting to check back in for the Blackshirts. Check moving, nowhere to go. They swing it to the left. Oh, he pulls in. Oh. Check made a great move, but just kind of lost control on the shot and threw up an air ball right to McLaughlin, over to Burns-Jones. McLaughlin fakes the three, drives, dishes it to Goethe, got here, back into Burns-Jones. McCormick for a three, and it's good! And the Blackshirts need a timeout. 7 points, five straight points for Bennett McCormick. It's now a 14-point Crusader lead, 29-15 with 5:53 left. Connor, what do you say to the kids if you're Coach Richter?
Keep your head in there. Don't give up. I know it's the leads. It's looking like it's getting away, but it's not. They just have to convert more. They just have to play better defense and make sure they don't get those wide open shots. Their zone completely collapsed there right at the last play.
Really did,
He was able to get a wide open shot from the in the top of the wing. So
the way that they swung the ball on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Catholic Memorial is playing great. So it is a testament to their playing as well.
They're really just swinging the ball well.
Exactly. So it is a little bit of, I mean, they're all very, they have height. They all can pass. They've all been able to shoot thus far. So this is a bit of a different matchup versus
the other games. So, inbound to Check, 5:50 and counting in the first half. Blackshirts down by 14, 29-15 to the cross-town rival Crusaders of Catholic Memorial. Into Moroz on the wing. Back to Check. Top of the key. Over to Karinko on the left wing. It's Robinson and Cook posting low. Check driving. Check over to Moroz. Back to Robinson, who pulls out. Robinson for a long three. And it's good. Daniel Robinson. His second try of the night. 11 points for Robinson leading the Blackshirts. It's now an 11-point game. As Cobra drives. Oh, got away with the travel there. Kicks back out to McLaughlin, top of the key. McLaughlin covered heavily by Cook. Into the big guy, got here, covered by Karinko. Got here, swings into Burns-Jones, and he definitely travels. So they're finally starting to pay attention to those that Crusader hop skip. So Moroz will inbound a check from the side in front of the Blackshirts bench. Check dribbles it, 5:02 and counting. Blackshirts trailing by 11. 29-18. Cook now has the ball. Cook in the back right court, moving now towards the center. Gives it to Robinson and to Check in the corner. Nothing there. And Check gets called for a travel. So mm-hmm. Murawski will inbound to McLaughlin for the Crusaders. And Duncan's going to come in for Check now. As Check goes to have a seat, and Coach Richter has a chat with him. Probably trying to calm his point guard down. Burns-Jones bringing it up now for the Crusaders. Into the wing there to Murawski. To McCormick, top of the key, now over to Godhier. Godhier to Burns-Jones, guarded by Karinko now on the switch. They give it in to Godhier, uncovered. Godhier can't make it. Great defense by Karinko. But he gets it back out to McLaughlin. 4:25 remaining. McCormick on the wing, back to McLaughlin, top of the key, over to Burns-Jones, right wing. They're trying to get Godhier, getting posted by Karinko. Into the corner now. I believe that's McCormick. McCormick's going to drive in Robinson. Turns around. Kicks it back out to Burns-Jones, left wing, guarded by Murrows. Burns-Jones going to drive. Switches hands. Beautiful drive by Burns-Jones. His first points of the game, and you knew he was going to get fired up soon. The 13-point Crusader lead now. Cook for two. Yes, Tyron Cook. Drains a deuce. 6 points for Cookie. McLaughlin to the left, over to Burns-Jones now, right wing. Burns-Jones kicks out to McCormick, all the way over to Murawski in the right wing. Guarded by Duncan, he pulls up on Duncan. And a foul on Duncan on the pass. They're not calling it a shooting foul. Nope, it's underneath. He was in the air like a jump shot, but he's clearly passing it to the corner. Check's going to come in for Moros now. I believe it's Murawski inbounding for the Crusaders, who lead 31-20 with 3:31 remaining. Oh, beautiful drive to Jack Riley back in the game. So, 10 points off the bench for Riley. Cook, he gets called for a travel. I didn't see that. I think they're very conservative with those travel calls. I did not see any pivot foot get relinquished there. McLaughlin brings it up for the Crusaders. Center of the court. Kicks it into the big guy. Got here. Passes it to Riley. Riley gets fouled. He makes it. Foul on Karinko. A great pass from God here. Karinko gets his first. 3:07 is your time remaining in the first half. And there's been some, you know, it was a good start for the Black Shirts. But the Crusaders have really dominated the game on offense. Two, maybe three players in double digits as Riley makes another one. Ethan Check brings it up now for the Black Shirts. It's a 16-point Crusader lead with 3 minutes remaining. Check to Duncan on the right wing. Duncan goes around to Check screen, over to Cook. Cook for a long three. In and out. Rebound tipped into the hands of McLaughlin. Here come the Crusaders, the fast break. He dishes it to the big man. Got here. Oh, he misses the reverse layup. Little too nonchalant on that, but we'll take it. Cook's going to go all the way. And the lefty layup. Nice little move by Tyron Cook. 8 points for the Black Shirt senior, and a timeout's been called. It's a 30-second timeout with 2:38 remaining in the first half. Black Shirts finally stopped the bleeding with a nice little transition layup by Tyron Cook, a crossover play. So with this 2.5 minutes remaining, it looks like the Black Shirts may put on some full court pressure, but they got to be careful. This may be a big Crusader team, but they move well. Even their big guy dribbles like a guard. So the buzzer goes off. The teams will come out. Again, 2:38 is your time remaining. Crusaders enjoying a great first half so far. 36-22. Tack Tadioka returns for... No, he's going to stay with Karinko, so they're going to make the lineup bigger. Duncan's going to go out. So, yeah, we've got some pressure here. Not full court, just showing it. Black Shirts back up. 2:34 and counting. McLaughlin dribbling it up for the Crusaders. Gets it into Murawski. Back to McCormick. Over to McLaughlin. Left key, or left point. Pass almost stolen. Oh, we got it over and back. No, they're saying, yep. The one ref thought that maybe check might have touched it. The other ref said, no way. So Black Shirts get the over the back, and, you know, they deserve that for some great defense, great pressure in the backcourt without being too overzealous. Tadioka will inbound to check. Check takes the bounce pass and dribbles over the half-court line. Gives it to Cook. Cook shows three, dishes to Tadioka in the corner. Tadioka to Robinson. Robinson shows three. This is the check. Check to Krinko. Open for three in the corner. That's way off. Oh, Robinson had a hand on the rebound. It was knocked off. Their singles off of McCormick. So I think Blackshirt's got a break on that call. An air ball from Krinko, but a great job by Robinson anticipating the rebound. This is knocked away by McCormick. That's Bennett McCormick. Tadioka looking inbound. All the way to check in the backcourt. Check to Robinson, top of the key. Robinson to Cook, right wing. Cook drives the basket, and he gets fouled on the floor. That's going to go against Murawski. So only five team fouls for the Crusaders, four for the Blackshirts. So not a lot of fouls tonight. And I think as Krinko goes out, Brighton Staub comes in for the Blackshirts. The inbound. And, oh, beautiful you from Tadioka to Cook. Oh, and a beautiful Jay. Antoine Burns. Buries a train. It's back to 15, 39-24. The Crusaders. Check in the corner. Check dribbling in. He's going to drive to the basket. His shot. Oh, gets his own rebound off the rim. Dishes to Tadioka. Tadioka. Tadioka, the beautiful layup. Great job by Tadioka. So it's 39-26, 116 and counting. As McLaughlin brings the ball up for the Crusaders, guarded by Cook. Riley in for the Crusaders. Scott here gets some well-deserved rest. Murawski to Gotlin to McCormick drives. Oh, McCormick misses a wide open layup. Robinson with the rebound and the dish. A two for Daniel Robinson. Having a heck of a game tonight. It's 11 points now. Burns Jones driving all the way, but he gets fouled. Looks like it's going to be an Ethan Check. That'll be Check's first tonight that I count. 45 seconds remaining, so there won't be any shooting. Five fouls. Murawski will inbound for the Crusaders. Lecture Sugar Man. Oh, they got Riley underneath. So hard to stop. Scoring at will, the Crusaders in the paint. 41-28. 34 seconds and counting. Check brings it up. Black Shirts will probably play for the last basket here. They'd like to set up Cook or Robinson, I would think. Both have been playing well on the point side. 20 seconds and counting. Check letting the clock count down. 16, 15. Check to Robinson. Robinson fakes. He drives in. Oh, gets his own rebound, but it goes out of bounds. Oh, another great call in favor of the Blackshirts. From this angle, it looked like Robinson knocked it out. But with 7.2 seconds left, the Blackshirts will have it. Tadioka will inbound. Tadioka, the erstwhile quarterback, will be playing quarterback on Saturdays now in college. Inbound to Cook. Cook driving to the basket. Cook pulls off. And it'll go out, and that'll be it for the half. So the Blackshirts have their work cut out from the second half, trailing the Crusaders of CMH 41-28. We're going to take a break now here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. Don't go away.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double arm kid carry. Looks like dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts, defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state, here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network, Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Here's that song again. Here's that song again. For the 100th time today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, welcome back to the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. It's halftime here at Waukesha South High School, where the Blackshirts trail crosstown rival Catholic Memorial 41-28. And we'll tell you about how the players are doing first with the scores. Tyron Cook has 10 points tonight so far, with at least 2 rebounds. Jack Tadioka has 2. Daniel Robinson with at least 2 threes. He has 13 points tonight, leading the Blackshirts. Ethan Check has 3. And that's your score right now for Waukesha South. For Catholic Memorial, Antoine Burns-Jones has 5 points. Jack Riley off the bench has 15 points. The 6'7 senior from St. Anthony Parish. Braden McLaughlin, the savvy point guard, has 3, also from St. Anthony. Bennett McCormick, the 6'3 senior from Kettle Moraine, has 7 points. And the big man, the starting center, 6'6 Ben Godhier, has 10 points. So a lot of good point distribution there for the Crusaders. With 5 minutes before both teams start the second half, Connor, what do you do if you're Coach Richter? What adjustments do you make?
I mean, it's difficult when the other team is playing well on all fronts to make adjustments. I think they just have to start competing more, converting. Like I had said previous, before we had before the half had ended.
Do you think they'd try more of a zone given the size advantage and,
yeah,
and the way that the Crusaders have been moving the ball?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a... I think that would work, sticking with zones and trying to get some of the outside shots. The only issue with trying to do that is you have to convert, obviously, and that's been an issue.
So. Yeah. Yep, getting better shot selections, which hasn't been the easiest thing to do. A lot of blocked shots for the Crusaders there in the paint. They've made their presence known. And also, too, not a lot of fouls. There's only five team fouls for Catholic Memorial spread across five players. So I think they're looking to make a dent in the second half. They got to figure out how to get Ben Godhair two more fouls in a hurry. Maybe get him out of the game for a little bit.
Yeah.
Get two more fouls for Jack Riley.
Be a bit
Those
more
are the guys that are really killing us in the paint.
Yeah, maybe be a bit more. Yeah.
Nothing against the rest of the team. Great supporting cast, as you can tell by the point distribution.
Draw up some more plays where they drive to the paint more or pass it in and draw some more fouls by doing such. I think that could be a good way to approach this defense. I mean, it's difficult, but you have to be able. I know they have potential. I know they have Tyron. I mean, I'm pretty much every single player in their starting lineup has the ability to drive and to...
And they're keying on Cook and Robinson, obviously, but you'd like to see how they can create opportunities for these support players,
exactly,
getting them alone under the basket. There's one shot that Tyron took, I think a little too ambitiously. They had like three guys on him. And, you know, he has great success against, maybe a whole starting lineup some plays, but that would have been the kind of play that there's somebody in space, either under the basket or out on the perimeter for a wide open three. And I think those are also the opportunities we got to look at and convert on, as you say.
Yeah. Or passing it around beforehand and then and then having him drive. And so he doesn't have that many people on him. So he can find him in space, get a one-on-one, and then, pass a defender and force at least one to collapse in on him.
They got to box these big guys, too. Figure out a way to minimize the offensive rebounds that CMH has been getting.
Exactly. And by only having a couple of defenders in the paint, you can minimize the chances of them getting such an easy offensive rebound.
They sure can. Well said.
So, I think being aggressive is the way they should go. Either that or they're going to have to convert on some of these shots. But
yep. Sounds good. Well, very thorough analysis. Thank you, Connor. I know James Santel would be very impressed. We might have to get you to take some law school classes. So well spoken. But I also want to, take a quick moment here with a minute and a half left before we start the second half that, this is basketball season and for high school, but, our Black Shirt Nation, our hearts, along with the rest of the world, go out to the fam, to Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills and the family who was injured last night in a game on Monday Night Football, cardiac arrest on the field. And a very serious situation. It caused pretty much an unprecedented suspension of the game. And we learned that they won't be playing the game the rest of the week. The expectation is we may learn more later tonight on this young man's condition. But I hope all of you are keeping Damar Hamlin and his family in your hearts and prayers tonight. And as the announcer for the Black Shirts games, I always forget his name. As he always says at the end of each game, when you get home, hug your children, tell them you love them. So we'll take a quick break before the second half starts here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network. Calvin.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
If you can plan barbecues.
Hey, we're back to the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network here at Waukesha South High School. And a big shout out to Johnny Watermelon. Just send him a text As Black Shirts have the ball, they'll take it out. They got 18 minutes to chip away at a 13-point Crusader deficit. As Charlie Moreau's inbounds to Ethan Check. And it's Check, Moreau's, Robinson, Cook, and Karinko. Check kicks it out to Cook in the corner. Cook looks one way. He pulls up. Oh, ball knocked away by McLaughlin. Great defense there. McCormick has it back to McLaughlin. So first turnover right away that the Crusaders earn. Burns-Jones has it now in the corner. Gives it back out to McLaughlin. Crusaders being very patient now. Kober into the corner. Nope, McCormick's going to drive the baseline against Robinson. Ball stripped away. Here comes Robinson with a loose ball. Fast break. And he's going to kick it out to Karinko into the corner to Murrows. Murrows fakes a three. Kicks it to Robinson for the long three. Robinson can't convert. Cook gets called over the back. Great position there by the Crusader defender. I think that was Burns-Jones. That's only Cook's first foul of the night. So no new score in the second half. 17-17 remaining. Crusaders get the ball. McLaughlin dribbles it up slowly. Cook will be covering him. Goddard setting a pick. They try to do a double. Goddard has it. Kicks to McCormick. He cuts. Nothing there. McCormick driving. Kicks it over to Kober. Kober driving now. Kober back to McCormick for the three. But in and out. Great rebound by Hope. Good for him. But Karinko and Cook clean it up nicely. Here comes Cook on the transition. Kicks it over to Robinson. Robinson. Oh, pass knocked down. But he gets it. Shoots it. Gets his own rebound, and it's in! Daniel Robinson. Great resilience on that play. He would not be denied, in spite of great pressure. 16-38 and counting. 11-point game. McCormick has the left wing. Oh, an errant pass to McLaughlin. And, you know, mark of a great team, you see McLaughlin talking calmly to McCormick, and they figure out the miscommunication there. Black Shirts get it. Inbound Check from Murrows. Check to Cook. Right wing. Cook dribbling now. Cook wants to drive. He turns. Pulls all the way in. Pulls off an impossible shot. He gets a second foul tonight. So nothing happening in there for Cook. And he had a wide open Check there in the corner. So it's like we talked about, Connor. I think if it's not there... So Morosky comes into the game, and McCormick will come out. Burns-Jones has it back to Kober. Kober to McLaughlin. McLaughlin pulls Cook, but Cook recovers nicely. Morosky passed to Cook. Blackshirt's playing real aggressive, overplaying. Oh, what a pass. That was from the hip, a shot by Burns-Jones. Cook gives it to Robinson, top of the key, to Check, top of the key. Back to Robinson. Robinson for a long three. In and out. Rebound by God here to McLaughlin. Here come the Crusaders, up by 13. Dishes it in, knocked away beautifully by Karinko. Oh, but he steps on the line. Great defense by Tommy Karinko, intercepting the pass. Tipping it, intercepting it, I should say. But unfortunately, foot was on the line. So Crusaders maintain possession as Morawski inbounds it. Looking for a cutter. He's got Kober in the corner. Kober looking for God here in the paint. Kober kicks it back out to McLaughlin. McLaughlin to the right wing to Morawski. Into the corner now to Burns-Jones. Burns-Jones driving on Check. Check cuts off baseline. Oh, pass stolen by Morawski. Back to Check. Here come the Black Shirts on the drive. Check's going all the way. Check with a left-handed layup. Great rebound by Cook. Cook gets the foul in the basket. Tyron Cook. And let's see who that's against here. Did they get good hair on that or Kober? Burns-Jones gets the foul. Only his first foul. But more importantly, Cook gets his first basket of the half. A great, well-earned basket underneath. And Cook can't make the extra point. So 15-03, 11-point Crusader lead, 43-32. Again, a 15-03 remaining and counting. McLaughlin to Morosky. Morosky got away the travel there to Colbert. Back to McLaughlin. McLaughlin driving the basket now, and he gets fouled. Moreau's called it the block. That's his first tonight. Third of the half. It will be a shooting foul. So I don't know that, you know, Moreau's had a lot more position than that charge call that was made earlier. McLaughlin's first free throw is good. McLaughlin's fourth point. And McCormick comes back in for Kober. Second shot by McLaughlin. No, that goes off. Robinson with the rebound. And it's back to Robinson. Robinson fakes. Kicks it out to Cook. Cook's going to drive. Cook all the way in. Can't get the layup, but he gets his own rebound. Oh, but it's knocked out by Godhier. Wow, great battle underneath. As Godhier eventually wins the battle for the Crusaders. I thought Cook was going to make it that time. Kicks it into McCormick in the corner. McCormick driving. A wide open Burns-Jones for three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Cook. Boy, can he sky. Cook driving down now. Cook's going to go the distance. Oh, loses control of the ball. Kicks out to Check. Check's going to drive. Check. Oh, can't make the layup. He stumbled there. Might have gotten a foul, but no call. Beautiful dish in. Oh, but Godhier can't make the layup. Trying to do a right-handed layup on the left side. Robinson pulls up. Yes, Daniel Robinson. Cuckoo ka-choo. It's a 10-point game now. 13:58 is your time remaining. Burns-Jones taking a time, bringing it up. And it's now McCormick in the corner. A wide-open Burns-Jones for three, and he gets that. Surprised they let him get away with that. So Cook has it now. Subs coming in for the black shirts of Tadioka and Duncan. And Brighton Staub get picked. Robinson now has the ball on the left wing. Check has it. Back to Robinson. 47-34. 13-20 and counting. Cook in the corner now. For a long three, Tyron Cook off the front of the rim. Rebound. Cook gets his own rebound, but he gets fouled by McCormick underneath. That'll be his second. So the black shirts will, that's their first foul of the half. So with the subs, Burroughs, Karinko. And Check come out. Tadioka, Duncan, and Staub come in for the black shirts. Tadioka will inbound. Tadioka inbound to Robinson underneath. Robinson, he gets it to fall over the big guy, too. Over the big Jack Riley. So Robinson having a big night for the Blackshirts. We'll get a count on him in a second here. Burns-Jones from the point into McCormick. McCormick down to Riley against Tadioka. McCormick, or Riley, and he gets the basket and the foul on Tadioka. Tadioka's first foul of the night. First 12 points for Riley off the bench. Trying to make it 13. And he does. So it's 50-36. Crusaders with a 14-point lead. 12:50 remaining. Cook to Robinson on the right backcourt. Back to Duncan, top of the key. Back to Cook. Tadioka for three. And that's way off. And here come the Crusaders. McCormick's going to get the easy layup. So 52-36, 12:28 and counting. Robinson, top of the key. Staub in the right wing. No shot. Kicks back to Robinson. Robinson looking around. Puts the ball on the floor now. Slowly, deliberately. Kind of a matchup zone here for Kanish or for CMH. Duncan in the right wing. Back to Robinson. Back to Staub. Left wing. Staub into Tadioka underneath. Back to Staub. Cook top of the key to Robinson. Robinson for a long three. Way off. Tadioka gets the rebound, though. Great hustle. Into Staub. Back to Robinson. Robinson's going to drive. Oh! I don't know what happened there. It looked like Tadioka, like a loose ball foul, but it will go to the Crusaders, and the black shirts will take it. timeout. So will we. We'll be right back here in the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. 11:41 remaining in the second half.
Care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back. Waukesha South High School. Blackshirts now trailing 16 points, 52-36. The crosstown rival, Catholic Memorial. 11:41 is your time remaining. Crusaders will inbound Riley to McCormick. And Riley again off the bench. Instant points. It's kind of like having a 6'7 Vinny Johnson. He really, really uses his height and his strength well. Crusaders in blue and gold. Visiting uniforms, black shirts and white. Morawski brings it up for the Crusaders to McCormick. Looks like McLaughlin's sitting out right now. And Morawski's going to drive on. And he slips on the floor. The ball goes out of bounds on the Crusaders. It'll go to the black shirts. And we really need to get a mop out there. I'm surprised I don't see anything like that. A couple times we've seen players from both teams slip. You'd figure you'd call for a towel or something. Robinson will bring it up for the black shirts. I've been told, too, the courts have been made more slick to alleviate knee injuries. Stab to Cook to Robinson left wing. Robinson to Tadioka in the corner. Back to Robinson left wing. Robinson to Cook. Looks like a matching zone defense for the Crusaders. Robinson dribbles it out to Duncan out top of the key. Back to Robinson on the left backcourt. Robinson looks at a pick from Tadioka. Into Duncan in the corner. Nothing there. Duncan back to Robinson. Duncan to Stop now. Stop top of the key to Robinson in the right wing. Robinson to Tadioka. Over to Duncan. 10:36 is your time. Into Cook underneath. Oh, and Riley gets a block. Cook, he gets the shot. Great effort by Tyron Cook. You know that Riley's got fouls to give, so I'm surprised he's not more aggressive, but you're up by 14, 52-38. Inbound to Riley. Riley gets it and draws a foul on Tadioka. That's two on Tadioka. So good time for Krinko to come in, give Tadioka a blow. Tadioka goes out with 2 points. So McLaughlin back in. He inbounds it to Icers. Back to McLaughlin from the top of the key. Boy, he got there in a hurry coming from the inbound. And that ball goes out of bounds and will be awarded to the Blackshirts. Looking to knock away at this double-digit Crusader lead that they've been able to hang on to for this entire half. Cook brings it up on the inbound from Staub. Cook dribbles across, gives it to Robinson in the wing. Cook goes through. Duncan comes up top of the key. Duncan back to Robinson. Robinson sees a pick here from Krinko. Decides to come to the top of the key. Duncan to the right wing, trying to hit Cook. That's Krinko. Oh, Krinko tries to shoot. It gets blocked away into Staub in the corner. Staub doesn't have any. No, now he tries a three. Oh, in and out. And it's off the Crusaders. Wow. I got to tell you, Blackshirts are getting the favorable calls on these rebounds. I thought Duncan might have knocked that out. 9:38 remaining. 52-38 in favor of the Crusaders. Robinson will inbound for the Blackshirts. They're trying to set Staub up for a three, it looks like. Inbound to Staub. Nothing there. Staub pressure by McLaughlin. And they get him stepping on the line. Great pressure by McLaughlin. So the Crusaders will get the ball back. McLaughlin, Riley inbounds to McLaughlin. 9:33 and counting, second half. Crusaders holding on to a 52-38 lead. Maybe looking to add to it as Jerez gets it, guarded by Staub. Jerez to Colbert, back in the game. Colbert to McLaughlin, to McCormick now, right? McCormick goes to the center. He's driving to the basket now. McCormick's going to go all the way. Dunks it!